there are people who come to see me who want me to predict their future, who would like me to tell them what the future holds. It is important to understand that in a purposeful life, we have choice. It is important to understand that indeed I can talk about the future and I can tell you what will happen in the future if you do things the way you have always done them, if you do not change your perspective and do things differently. But the important thing to know is that you are in charge, that you are in control of your future, that as a medium, as a psychic, I can guide you, I can give you support, I can give you insight and understanding, but it is not my job to tell you how to live your life. That is a choice you need to make. You need to take the responsibility to make the choices that will allow you to be happy. There are many who believe that the major events in our lives are preordained and unchangeable. They believe destiny or fate controls their future, and that no matter what they do, they cannot change it. Now let's take a minute and think about this. If you have no control over the events in your life, then what is the point of a life? If you are merely a puppet going through the motions, then why bother with the motions? How can we make choices? How can we grow? I have met a number of people over the years who have learned in their tradition that if they do something wrong, God will punish them. Now these same people have had their faith shattered by the fact that when something bad happens in their lives, they feel they are being punished for something they must have done. This is because they do not understand that God is a God of love. And they turn away from God. They turn away from the divine when they need God the most. And if you add to the notion that if you do something wrong, God will punish you, to the notion that fate and destiny dictate the events in your lives, the picture can become pretty depressing. Now you are being punished for doing things that apparently you have no choice but to do. It is little wonder that so many people are depressed and unhappy. So many people are confused. Now I have some good news for you, and I have some bad news for you. The good news is that the myths about destiny are not true. It is not true that you have no control over your life. You live in a free will universe. You are not only in control of your life, you are the master of your future. You are in a physical life to make choices, to grow, to become. It is also not true that God punishes you when you make a mistake. You grow by learning from the choices you make. When you make a bad choice, it takes you down a path of learning, which hopefully will help you make a better choice in the future. If you do not learn, you will probably make the same bad choice and be given yet another opportunity to choose more wisely. Since God is a loving God, unconditionally loving, and wants you to be happy, you will have as many opportunities as you need to get it right. It is our job in this life to grow. And in truth, there are no bad choices because each choice is grounded in what you knew at the time you made the choice. You've been given a wonderful gift, a life on this beautiful planet. This life is yours to do with as you wish. To not have free will would be like being given a car as a gift, only so that you could drive the giver wherever he or she wanted you to go. It is true that when you come into life, you entered with a number of tasks, which may have included the opportunity to accomplish or experience certain things. If you believe in karma, there may also be debts you have to pay back to others. You may have asked to experience helplessness, or great love, or compassion, or any one of 100 other things. All the things in your life are there because you chose them. You chose your parents. You chose the circumstances into which you were born. The choices were made. You are the master of your future. That does not mean that you will not have to go through some things you would rather not go through. But it does mean that you can accept responsibility for what you do, go through, and learn from it. What is the bad news? Well, the bad news is also good news if you accept the challenge of a physical life. You cannot blame God or the devil or anyone else for the choices you make in your life. Any challenges you face or have faced are ones you've chosen, and you can rejoice, for you will succeed in facing and overcoming them. You are growing, and you are experiencing a free will universe. You are here in the life. You are living because you've chosen to be here. Celebrate the opportunities it's providing you. I guess for some, there is further bad news. Some people find this news more difficult to deal with, while others will embrace it with joy. What is this news? It is that you are responsible for your life and for translating what you believe into action. Take charge of your life and celebrate the wonderful gift that you've been given. You are not only eternal, but you are privileged to have a gift of a physical existence. How will you choose to use it? Rejoice and be happy.